Day 4. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. Not only are we called to live a life of peace, but we're also called to be at peace with others. Let's start today by reading Romans 12, 16 through 18. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do you feel at peace with those around you? We are called to be peacemakers. Matthew 5, 9 says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." James 3, 18 says, "Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness." And Hebrews 12, 14 says, "Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord." This is an active calling. We should be bringing calm to the chaos around us. We should not be drawn into fighting. Don't get sucked into other people's drama. You do not need to be a go-between in fixing other people's problems. But we also can't deny problems when they do exist. I have a loved one who does this. He is a total peacekeeper. Notice I said peacekeeper, not peacemaker. He just wants everyone to get along and isn't often willing to confront issues. It drives me bonkers. We should be actively working to make peace with those around us, not just pushing things down and ignoring problems. If you continue to bottle up your feelings, you will have resentment and most likely an eventual explosion, which is much worse than dealing with the issues outright. Think about where you fall on a peace continuum, with feisty fighter on one end, peacemaker in the middle, and peacekeeper on the other end. Think about a situation in which you were a fighter or peacekeeper. Why didn't this work out for the best? Think about a time when you or someone else was a true peacemaker. Pray to God, asking for Him to make you a true peacemaker.